Hello, everybody. George here.
Hey, everybody. Michelle here.
We got some really good news,
uh-huh.
As you might be able to hear in the background. And I'm certainly going to give it away. They're here.
Yep.
The appliances arrived, I would guess, about 4:30 this afternoon, this evening, I guess.
Somewhere there. Between 4:30 and 4:00 to 5:00.
The delivery men showed up. They're very professional. I wonder what this tape is for.
I'm not totally sure. The one, you know.
It's kind of odd, that bit of tape sitting there. I mean.
It might have been to hold down the.
Might have held the lid down at one point.
Yeah.
And then they just took it off and taped it later.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I was just fiddling with some tape on the corners.
Tape come off the machine.
Yeah. George is working on the dryer, or so the washer, and I'm working on the dryer.
They have a protective coating over here on these devices. I'm just looking for a place to put the machine so it doesn't pick up this ringing every time I pull a piece of tape off.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've been bumping into something here, so.
There you go.
It's not great, but I think I can work with it. But yeah, the package has arrived about 4:30, so we told about the delivery man. They're very professional. They just had no problem at all taking the old stuff out and bringing in the new.
Exactly. They came at about like I said, 4:30, 4:45. The one guy met me. I said, we'll be taking it in the back. He said, show me. So I did. I went around
to
the back.
Here, so.
And I got to a certain point, and I said, okay, down the stairs and to the right. So he went down there. He went and...
Wow.
Oh, this is on tight.
So is this.
He went and decided, well, he looked at things, moved things, first of all, to the side, I guess, enough. I didn't see everything that went on, but moved things to the side. And then came back up, and I thought, ooh, okay, no. First of all, it seemed kind of odd, because he didn't take any appliance dolly down. And I thought he was going to take the old ones out.
Yeah, me too.
And bring in the new.
Yeah, all of the old out and then all the new in kind of made sense to me, but then that's not the way it went.
Nope. What they went and did is they shut the old to the side and then went for the new stuff. Brought one piece, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the washer. On an appliance dolly, two-wheel variety.
And it's coming off beautifully, Michelle.
Yes, so is this. And the...
nice shiny metal underneath.
Mm-hmm. And the other fellow followed with the dryer on a flat skid kind of apparatus. Four-wheel.
There we go. And, oh, yes, there we go. Now I can read things. Well, I can't read them, but I can feel them.
Yeah.
I was having, when these first arrived, we couldn't, anyway.
They took them in and then brought out the old.
I'm surprised all four of them fit down here. It's a good thing I have everything clean.
Yeah, I was surprised, too. So
I thought for sure they would pick the... at least one of the old out while they brought in the new, but they had all four of them sitting down there.
Yep. So it was quite interesting.
Oh, I love that feel.
So I held open the door and made sure it stayed open. They,
these are not as wide, I don't think. They're deep, though.
Yeah, but I still don't think as deep as our old ones.
I don't know. You should have measured that, darn it. Anyway.
I could be wrong. But we'll know for sure.
I can tell already this one's a lot lighter. I had to move it a little bit.
And it was
definitely... I actually tipped it a little bit back and had a look underneath, and there's an awful lot... It looks like any other washing machine, but there's, if I'm seeing it right, there's like three motors in there, two small ones and one larger one. I think the larger one's responsible for spinning. But then, and it's coupled to the drum and agitator by belt, but I can get onto more details about that tomorrow, but I've basically I snuck a peek under there, and there's an awful lot of plastic where metal used to be, and no cast so stuff that I can see. Our old one, I snuck a peek underneath there before they took it away a couple days before, and man, there was a lot of heavy metal underneath that.
There.
Now the reason we took this off, you might be thinking, why are we taking off a protective plastic? Well, I can't make out, and I can't line up the dial with, there's actually raised embossings on the faceplates.
Well, and I don't think that they're meant to stay, it's meant to stay on.
I don't think that's meant to stay on, because the ones in the store didn't have that.
No.
And, so, if I turn the dial, I can line it up with the major groupings of these things.
And it's, they're amazing, really.
Fingers are squeaking on it. That's brand
new.
That's
how new.
That looks like what we saw in Sears.
Yep.
Four positions on, I think this is the temp.
I believe so.
And then the water also has four.
Yeah.
Per level. You have super small and medium and large, or however that works.
Yeah.
It's a really large capacity washer.
Yeah. So, nice and smooth.
Yep. All here. Yep. Now, I have some assembly and hookup to do. I'm going to do that perhaps tomorrow. Connect all the hoses. Mm-hmm. Balance it if I can.
Yep.
The dryer actually has four little screw-on
legs.
Feet.
Yep.
They're about 2 inches long each, so I'm thinking they're designed to level that out as well.
Yeah.
And they're not on at all. In fact, they're in a bag inside the door. And inside the lid here, there used to be a box that was around the agitator.
Yep.
It had a hole in the center, so it would fit through the top of the agitator. Would kind of the top of the agitator would fit through it. And in that was the manuals.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the user quick. Well, a quick guide was taped on top.
Yeah.
And then the manual was, in that box. And they also had in plastic, and I also had the drainage hose.
Yeah.
Little skimpy thing, looks like a real small vacuum cleaner hose.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Now, these ones have actually writing. There's a big label on the lid.
Yep.
It's probably usage instructions of an even lesser degree.
Yep. And it's really funny.
And there's where the water comes out.
Ha! The... With the dryer, you open it up, you had your manuals and your feet. But the manuals weren't in plastic.
Yeah, they were just sitting there.
Yeah.
The washer manual was.
Yeah.
Now, normally a drum comes all the way up to the, most of the way up to the top, and that's all metal. In this case, they've got about a 3.5-4 inch tall rim.
Yep.
It's all plastic. And something else. I can move this a little bit, and I hope it'll show. I'm going to try to get it to do this. So I'm going to be quiet. Now it's not doing it for me. I'm working suspension back and forth. And there's water in this.
Yes, it comes pre-primed.
I think I dribbled some of that out when I looked underneath. I heard some dripping on the basement floor there, but
not a huge amount.
No. And we're going to certainly prime it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rinse it because for some reason there seems to be something sticky on the agitator. I don't like that.
No.
Might just put a mild soap in there, very mild.
Yeah.
But, very shiny. Ooh. And most washing machines, I didn't do this on purpose, but you can actually move the whole drum and agitator. Easily. Very easily.